I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, this first part is going to be an excerpt from an article that you can find on sierrawave.net, and it was written by Christina Bloom Justice. With wildfires sweeping through California, Damon Carrington, Big Pine Fire Chief, said in his 14 years of service, he has never seen such a tremendous level of demand on the state's volunteer fire system as he has in the past 10 months. In spite of this demand, he said the Eastern Sierra has risen to the challenge, not only through the dedication of its volunteer firefighters, but also by the tremendous sacrifices of their families and employers. I want the firefighters, employers to know how much we appreciate them for letting these guys go. Carrington said the employers don't get as much recognition as they deserve when they let a volunteer firefighter respond to these prepositions and deployments. They have to continue operating short a mechanic, a retail person, or a construction worker. Without the unwavering support from employers and families, these brave men and women wouldn't be able to do what they do. The volunteer fire system plays a critical role in the overall firefighting industry in California, Carrington said. When the state's firefighting resources are stretched thin, the California Office of Emergency Services reaches out to the volunteer fire departments to request prepositions and deployments. A preposition is when department, staff, and engine in anticipation of possible weather-related incidents. Then, if a fire or other natural disaster requires additional resources, they are already in position to respond. During the past month, resources from throughout Inyo and Mono counties have been deployed throughout the state numerous times. The needs have been nonstop, Carrington said. I have never been asked this much for deployments to help the state throughout the volunteer system. It's been 13 or 14 requests since July. Of course, we have to make sure we're taking care of our own communities first. No chief makes these kind of decisions lightly. For more on this article, head on out to sierrawave.net, and thank you, Christina Bloom Justice, for writing it. Yesterday, Representative Kevin Kiley and Kevin Hearn introduced the Promoting Responsible Oversight to Eliminate Communist Teachings for Our Kids, Protect Our Kids Act, legislation to prohibit federal funding through the Department of Education for any school which continues to host a Confucius classroom. Confucius classrooms are Chinese language and learning centers in elementary and secondary schools, which are funded or otherwise supported by the Chinese governments. To Protect Our Kids Act allows 1 year for schools to stop partnering with the CCP or any third party funded by the CCP and requires the Department of Education to give notice to impacted schools. More on this can be found at sierrawave.net as well. Caltrans traffic advisory's new impacts that could affect us this week are in Inyo County, Buttermilk Road wire crossing on State Route 168 West between Buttermilk Road and East Bishop Creek Road. Utility crews will cross wire over the road on Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. West Bishop wire crossing on State Route 168 West between Brockman Lane and Pawmee Lane. There will be intermittent traffic breaks while utility crews cross wire over the road on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Live music. Enjoy an incredible performance by the Bishop Union High School Jazz Band, bringing the vibrant sounds of New Orleans to life. Dinner menu: chicken and shrimp jambalaya, Cajun shepherd's pie, king cake, because no Mardi Gras celebration is complete without it. Drink specials: sip on festive cocktails and enjoy drink specials all night long. Dress to impress, show off your best Mardi Gras attire, beads, mask, and all. And I bet you're asking now, where is this? Well, this is at the Bishop Elks Lodge. It's going to be on March 4th, 2025. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner's at 6:30. Come hungry, thirsty, and ready to dance the night away. Grab your tickets now and join the celebration. What's new at Bishop Twin Theater? Love Hurts, rated R, 1 hour, 23 minutes, and it's got a 4 out of 10 on IMDb, which I don't agree with because I really enjoyed this movie and so did my team. Marvin is a Milwaukee realtor who receives a crimson envelope from Rose, a former partner in crime, whom he left for dead. He now finds himself thrust back into a world of ruthless hitmen and double crosses that turn his open houses into deadly war zones. Hunted by his brother, a volatile crime lord, Marvin must confront the choices that haunt him and the history he never truly buried. And I would head on out to Bishop Twin Theater and watch our review of Love Hurts. Being Held Over is Dog Man. It's got a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb, rated PG, 1 hour and 34 minutes long. When a police officer and his faithful police dog get injured in the line of duty, a harebrained but life-saving surgery fuses the two of them together. And Dog Man is born. As Dog Man learns to embrace his new identity, he must stop feline supervillain Petey the Cat from cloning himself and going on a crime spree. Well, there's two great movies out there for you to go see. And for showtimes, go to bishoptwintheater.com. On Skippable News this week, we have Kathleen Stout talking about Friday Backpacks, which is a very important program. I highly recommend you go check it out. We also have the Mathletes in, and then we have Chris Langley doing an interview of Naomi from C5. Remember, since 1996, we are your local resource for news, sports, culture, and these in Skippable News are the people who shape it.
I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. We've got extra news and sports today. If you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, February 10th, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. I repeat, you do not need to appear. The Bishop Lady Broncos soccer team ended their regular season play as the year's High Desert League champions. The Lady Broncos took on Cal City Ravens at home for senior night. Senior Ellie Krall led the team with 3 goals. Senior Alyssa Buchholz had 2 goals and 3 assists. Brooke Taylor had 2 goals. Freshman Ashley Sandoval had 1 goal and 1 assist. And junior Jessica Santana had 1 assist. The final score was 8-0 in favor of the Broncos, who were undefeated in league play, 12-0. Their overall record moves to 16-0. The player of the game goes to all seniors: Alyssa Buchholz, Ellie Krall, Sydney Norcross, Gabby Vinker, and Claire Vetter. All played exceptionally well for their final regular season game of their high school soccer careers. Bishop Lady Broncos will spend next week preparing for the first round of playoffs set for Saturday, February 15th. Coach Bill Daly said the girls' playoff bracket should be posted by the evening of Thursday, February 13th. At that time, we will learn if we have a home game and if we will get moved up to CIF Central Section Division 4. Coach Bill Daly said this team has a lot of depth and has the right attitude and skill set to make it to the championship game. Last night, the BUHS boys soccer team faced off against Cal City at home. Cal City took the lead in the first half, going up 1-0. However, the Broncos came back strong in the second half with Hector Ramirez scoring 3 goals, one assisted by Iker Gonzalez and another by Sean Landaverde. Angel Medina added a 4th goal, securing a 4-1 victory for the Broncos. Hector Ramirez was named player of the game for his outstanding performance and his game-changing hat trick. On Wednesday, the Bishop Broncos wrestling team hosted a 3-way dual meet with Desert High School and Kern Valley High School. It was a night for pins for the Bronco, as every match ended with a pin. Bishop first went up against Desert High School, who resumed wrestling this year after not having a program for several years. No matches went the full 6 minutes as every Bronco pinned their opponent in the first period. Junior Chucky Delgado at 108 pounds, sophomore Jaden McPhillips at 152 pounds, junior Mikey Trejo at 159 pounds, junior Kanyo Graves at 167 pounds, and freshman Missy Trajo at 177 pounds, junior Daxon Zetsina, also wrestling at 177 pounds, was an exhibition match and pinned his opponent in the second period with no Bronco wrestlers at 4 other weights. The final score was Bishop 30, Desert 24. In a duel against Kern Valley, Chucky Delgado went up against the weight class of 115 pounds and still pinned his opponent. Jaden McPhillips had the quickest pin of the evening at 49 seconds, and Messi Trejo also won with a pin. The only loss for the Broncos was Mikey Trejo, who lost by a pin. Canyon Graves received a forfeit as there was no opponent in his weight class. Kern Valley had wrestlers at 7 weight classes where there were no Broncos, so they ended up winning by a score of 48-24. As these were their last dual meets of the season, 3 awards for High Desert League Most Valuable Player Wrestler were given out. After a vote by the coaches, Chucky Delgado won the Most Valuable Wrestler in a lower weight class, and Kanyo Graves won the Most Valuable Wrestler in the upper weight class. Head coach Brady Howell said, "I am super proud to see these guys continue to improve, going 10-1 as a team. We plan on keeping it rolling into CIF next weekend. The next action for the team will be CIF Individuals, which will be in Farmsville on February 14th and 15th. Way to go, all Bronco sports."